If you're in Los Angeles, there is a major election that has wide-ranging implications for you and your city on March 5th. That is when we have the primary voting day. Now, there are three specific things I do want to talk about that if you're a Los Angeles resident, and if you're, for that matter, a California resident, you need to listen to. And they are the race for Los Angeles District Attorney, the race for California Senator, and Proposition Number 1, here in Los Angeles. So I'll start with what I believe is the most pressing matter, and that's the race for Los Angeles District Attorney. You may or may not know that George Gascon is our district attorney. He was appointed. He was a George Soros-funded attorney. District attorney, he was the district attorney from San Francisco for a number of years and just demolished that city and began the degradation of what it is today under the tutelage of Gavin Newsom. He has a somehow 51% disapproval rating, which I don't believe that, but that's the poll. Los Angeles has become a cesspool of violence, of crime, of fentanyl overdoses, of death, of not having any cash bail, meaning if you commit a crime, whether it be violent or nonviolent, they let you right back onto the streets. And many of those people who have been released on cash bail have gone on to commit murders, literally a day after they were released on this non-cash bail. So needless to say, California is in a very tumultuous state, specifically Los Angeles, especially because of this horrendous DA. So we need to get him out. He cannot remain in office. Another term of George Gascon as District Attorney of Los Angeles, mark my words, will turn this city into the worst we've ever seen. And it's almost already there, rivaling the 1990s type of violence that we see. People are not safe to go out. People don't feel like they belong here. People who are moving out of the state to other states because they can't live with these ridiculous policies anymore. And they are turning a once great city into a cesspool of violence and misery. But that's the goal. So who do we have competing against George Gascon in the district attorney race? Well, we have someone who I am looking at very strongly, and I may throw my support behind him. And his name is Nathan Hochman. And Nathan Hochman, he was the United States Assistant Attorney General for the Tax Division for the U.S. Department of Justice back in 2008. And what he stands for, compared to everyone else that I've looked at that is running, it's actually much tougher and, in my opinion, much better. As you know, retail theft, smash and grabs are at an all-time high. They have raised the limit at which your theft becomes a misdemeanor compared to a felony. So essentially, there are no ramifications, negative ramifications for stealing things. Now, this is meant to cause chaos in a city and to get well-meaning people to start behaving like the criminals do, because if there are no consequences, then why wouldn't you do it? With rising inflation, rising prices of all commodities and food, if you can get the people to act like criminals, then you effectively destroy that city. So Nathan Hochman's policy on retail theft says, I will instruct my deputies to prosecute smash and grab robbers to the full extent of the law rather than sending them back to the streets as Gascon has done. This will keep dangerous criminals behind bars, unable to reoffend, provide a sense of safety to small business owners and their customers, and deter gang members and others from committing these crimes. So thankfully, he's actually going to reinstitute punishment for committing crime. Imagine that. We have to fight for someone to actually hold these criminals accountable. On the issue of fentanyl, fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. We have record numbers of fentanyl deaths in California right now. It is a leading cause of mortality, especially with young people in the country, which is just sad. Gascon has refused to treat fentanyl poisoners, murderers, and the threats they are to our children. He's refused to provide warnings to convicted fentanyl dealers that if they do the crime again and someone dies, they will be charged with murder. As district attorney, I will hold those poisoners and murderers fully accountable for their actions. He goes on to say that he's running as an independent and that he will leave politics out of it, which is the biggest issue in the district attorney's office right now, is that he is politicizing a view that he has on how crime should be fought to help crime. But crime has gotten significantly worse every single year since he's been in office here and since Gascon has been in office in San Francisco. And on the issue of cash bail, specifically, Nathan Hochman has a policy that I tend to agree with. And it says this: the issue of bail when a person is arrested and subsequently arraigned should be primarily based on a risk analysis. That risk that the person poses to commit future crimes and the risk of flight to not show up for future hearings. The answer, however, does not lie in implementing a zero bail system where criminals are either cited and released or arrested in the morning and out by the afternoon, which is exactly what is happening. I have family members who are in law enforcement, and they tell me that if you arrest somebody for doing something, they are literally out back on the streets a few hours later. they are not able to deter crime if you know that you're going to be out a few hours later. Instead, the courts must institute a risk-based system layered on to the cash bail system where magistrates are available 24/7 to have hearings to assess the risks and impose appropriate bail for all arrested individuals, and a robust pretrial services department provides magistrates with key bail information and then monitors those on bail to ensure the compliance with their bail conditions. So this whole cashless bail thing, it is a socialist leftist policy that has been enacted because they had the assumption that if you didn't prosecute anyone for crimes, that magically people would stop committing crimes, which is just insane to think about, right? You have to have penalties for crimes. That's the way a civil society has been set up. There are crimes and there are penalties for the crimes. And the crimes are things that the society of that time deems to be a crime. So without any consequences, why would no one not commit crime? It's just absurd to think that way. And to have a cashless bail is just the supremacy of idiocy when it comes to this type of thinking. So you have to have certain crimes that have to have risks imposed on them by the individual person taking a look at his or her history and then deliver the bail based off that. Here is another policy that I really like that Nathan Hochman is advocating for, and it's mental health, addiction, and homelessness. And it says this, which I completely agree with. Public parks, sidewalks, and streets belong to the public, not any one person or any one group, and must be protected and maintained on behalf of the public. As district attorney, I will remove dangerous, violent, unsafe, and unsanitary homeless encampments on public property in full accordance with the law. I like that he says that the public spaces belong to the public, not any one person. If you've been walking around, you've seen the sidewalk, the parks, that all these public spaces are not only crowded with homeless people, but they assert their dominance over that piece of sidewalk or that piece of the public park by bringing in chairs and tables and tents and weapons and drugs. So you need to get them out of these public spaces so that the public can start breathing again and not have to feel like they're going to get robbed on the way to the store or just by having a nice run in the park. So everything I've seen, I've liked. There hasn't been one policy that I've seen here, as on other candidates, specifically Hatami, which I do not like. Hatami, which is another candidate for district attorney, he has some good positions. However, his issues section on his website is littered with woke buzzwords like equity and making a statement that LGBT people are under attack in this country. So because of things like that, I don't quite trust the guy to do a good job. However, Nathan Hochman seems to be a classic district attorney who understands the nature of law enforcement and the nature of a crime having a penalty, which is just basic common sense to 99% of people who are not on the woke left and who are just even Democrats, but moderates, and understand that they just want their life to go back to normal and that they see these rampant, inadequate, disastrous policies that are plunging Los Angeles into a city of cesspool crime, overdoses, and violent actions by people with no recourse, with no cash bail. This is a very important election that we are going to have in just a few weeks, March 5th. Make sure that you vote with your head. And I believe, and this is not a final decision, but I believe I am going to be supporting Nathan Hochman for district attorney. In fact, almost anybody on that list other than George Gascon. Now, aside from that, there are two other quick items that I want to go over. If you're going to be voting, and this is the voting pamphlet that has been sent out to all voters in Los Angeles, there is a election for the United States Senator. Okay, now, our last senator passed away, Barbara Boxer, and now we have a election for the next senator. I will be supporting Steve Garvey, who is a Republican running for Senate. Now, he is in a close race with Adam Schiff, who is the heir apparent of the Democratic Party. And we know that the state has a plethora of Democrats involved. And that's probably why the state is doing so badly, right? You never want to have all of your politicians be from one party. It just doesn't make sense. That's how you get groupthink. That's how you have special interests control an entire cabinet or parliament or executive branch of any state, is when all members of the party are from the same party. So Adam Schiff is currently polling. This is as of December 15th and 19th, so this is a little outdated. But at this time, Adam Schiff was at 28% and Steve Garvey was at 19%. Steve Garvey is in second place. Adam Schiff has been a disastrous politician, disastrous member of the House of Representatives for a long time. Steve Garvey represents a breath of fresh air. So I will be voting for Steve Garvey for United States Senator. In addition to that, I urge you to vote no on State Measure 1, which authorizes $6.38 billion in bonds to build mental health facilities. But in reality, if you read the state measure, it does a number of very, very bad and insidious things. So I'm voting no on measure one. And it's not about mental health. It's about more power and more control. And I'm also voting no on city and local municipal election measure, HLA. City Mobility Plan Street Improvement Measures and Initiative Ordinance, HLA. I'm voting no on all of these new ordinances because with the amount of money that this city has, there is no reason why they should be asking us to take out another $6.3 billion in bonds when we spent tens of billions already on the problem and it has not gotten better, only worse and only worse. They continuously ask us for more and more money saying that this is all we have to do and we will solve the problem. Every single year is the same exact thing, the same exact argument. We just need to take a bond out. A bond is borrowing, right? They are borrowing our future tax revenues to fix a problem that has not been fixed and has not even gotten close to being fixed. We are spending billions of dollars every single year in Los Angeles on housing homeless people. And all that means is we're not fixing the problem. We're not educating them. We're not making it better. We're just kicking the can down the road and having all of these hotels house these people. We are not fixing any problem. We're just prolonging it. So a politician can say, I cleaned up your streets. But in reality, they just move the homeless population over to one area, use our tax money to pay for their housing. They are not addressing the issue of how expensive homes are in the state, the amount of bureaucracy that developers have to go through, and the amount of time it takes to build a home in Los Angeles because of so much red tape and bureaucracy. And all of that bureaucracy means more money for the state. So they are not only taxing us into oblivion, but they are borrowing our future tax money in the form of these bonds that say are going to help mental health. But when you go through the measure and you actually look at exactly what it's saying, it is disastrous. Absolutely disastrous. It's all full of woke buzzwords like racial justice and equity. And you can't say mental illness anymore. Now it's a behavioral illness, according to the books. So they're trying to change everything about what is reality in this measure. So no on one, no on HLA. Steve Hochman, I believe, for district attorney. I'm leaning very close to supporting him. And Garvey for the United States Senate. So that is what I wanted to talk about. We are in a very dangerous place in Los Angeles where things could get much better, but they can also get much worse, depending on how you, the voter, vote. So I'm urging you to get out on March 5th. It's the presidential primary ballot and vote. That's all from me. See you later.